Well, they see the way she had it fixed, it was going to be a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she called, it was going to be the next week.
Oh, so.
Well, see, Mabel had the ball games and all that stuff on, and they couldn't leave. Bill's a coach, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't go. So Nettie, that knocked Nettie out, because she didn't want to go without someone going with her that knew how to get around, you know. Of course, mm-hmm. Nettie's been around a lot herself. She's all right, but she wanted someone to go with her. And see, when Lucille went, if Lucille had to come by and known it, you know,
mm-hmm.
She could have gone up there with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't suppose Lucille knew about her wanting to go. June, my sister, not June, June is my niece,
mm-hmm.
and they were down at Abilene working, her husband was,
mm-hmm.
she went with them too,
mm-hmm.
up there to the Haddonville reunion. They said they had a wonderful time, and undoubtedly Lucille wrote me a letter when she came back, and she said undoubtedly they were our cousins because they were so nice and, you know, just so much.
Could she see the family in them?
Huh?
Could she see any family?
Yeah. Yeah, she seen the family and stayed with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She stayed with the family. Of course, their children's all grown and married.
Mm-hmm.
They may have one at home or something, but their children's grown and married. They have children of their own. And they had I forgot how many, but it was more than we had, I think.
Uh-huh.
They had a lot at the reunion.
Well, could she tell if they favored anybody in our family?
No, she didn't say nothing about the favor or anything.
Uh-huh.
They had resemblance in the names. They had a Harold, and they had a James, and they had, we noticed that in the letters, you know, when they wrote letters.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I don't know. I suppose that they probably work into us somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, my papa, my grandpa,
mm-hmm.
my papa's daddy,
yeah.
he married again after he got over his alcohol trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He married again. He married a nice lady, and they had one boy, and his name was Jim Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been descendants of his, you know, because he was in, they lived in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where they originated from, for Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Was that my daddy was raised in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did his folks come to Ohio?
Huh?
How did his folks come to Ohio?
They came from Germany, and that's where they landed, from Germany.
Uh-huh.
They landed in Ohio State, I suppose, or in that part of the world. They lived at sea. See, I suppose that way back early, I just have an idea. See, he worked in the ironworks.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that he got into that work early, you know. Probably that's about the only kind of work you could find at that day and time.
Uh-huh.
Was ironworks, you know. And of course, farmers, they were. But Grandpa was a ironworker. I don't know what part he did, but my grandpa, my daddy's daddy, was an ironworker.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought maybe that, that this Uncle Jim, of course I never did think about calling him Uncle Jim, but he was my uncle.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, he could have had family, and they could have got him, they could have gone up to, Michigan, wasn't it Michigan?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Michigan. And so,
well, how'd they come from Ohio to Texas?
Well, I'll tell you how come my daddy down here from Texas.
Uh-huh.
My daddy left home at 17. He came down to Texas when he was 17 years
mm-hmm.
old. And he, of course, he just met Mama, and I don't know how. I think my daddy was, Mama was only 16, I think, whenever Papa and Mama married, or 15, I don't know which. And so, I don't know how old my daddy was. He must have been, he's in his 20s, I think. Because
uh-huh.
I think Papa was 6 years older than Mother. So that's how come him here. And then my my Uncle George, he came down to, he didn't come to Texas, he came to Arkansas and put in on the Mississippi River and had a sawmill there. He had the sawmill there. And they run that sawmill until that Mississippi overflowed and we had to get out. Then he got sick and died in the meantime. He had a congestive chill. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad. And so that killed him. And then my Aunt Ellen, last I heard about her, she had moved to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whereabouts in Oklahoma, but she had moved to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, your dad had a pretty rough childhood, didn't he?
Yeah, when he was young. And he said the first night he was in Texas, well, I don't know whether he was even in Texas. He's in some of the southern states. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he landed in Texas first of all or not. But anyhow, he said they had a wagon there about half full of cotton, you know, picked cotton. And he thought, and it had a tarp over it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, that'd be a good place for him to sleep. So he crawled up in that wagon and made that his bed for the night, you know, because he's just a tramping. And in the night, a bear came along. And he said that old bear just sniffed and sniffed, said he lay just as still as he could lay. Said he couldn't, he didn't hardly breathe. So, but he didn't even climb up in the wagon, of course, which he could, you know, if he'd have wanted
to. Yeah, the
bear didn't. Yeah, they could climb. So he could have got up in the wagon, but he didn't. He finally went away and let Dad alone. I don't know what happened the next day.
Well, what was your grandfather like?
Grandfather Jackson? Not Jackson.
Haddonfield.
Well, he was a real German. I mean, a statue. You know, his structure, just a little German, blue-eyed, blonde-headed.
Uh-huh.
I imagine he was blonde-headed before he turned gray.
Yeah.
And my daddy was a bigger man, bigger than my grandpa was.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa was just, about size, about like Harold.
Uh-huh.
Just a small man.
Yeah.
And
compact.
Because Harold is pretty tall.
Just kind of compact?
Huh?
Compact?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't fat.
No,
he was just so-so.
Uh-huh.
And he was just a fine grandpa, but he didn't stay with us very long. He come to see us when we lived at, I believe we were at Mounds, Oklahoma. No, was that Mounds? Yeah, no, I really don't know. Yeah, that had to be Mounds. Couldn't have been no, because I was only about 12. And he liked to cut wood, you know, and he'd get out that wood pile and he'd cut wood all day long. Papa was working, you know, and he had to go to work. I don't know what kind of work he was doing at that time, digging wells, I guess, because he'd rather dig a well than to eat. He loved to dig wells and cisterns and line them up, you know. And that was, he just loved to do something that had rock work with it, you know, like hauling rocks and building homes with rocks and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made pretty good money at that.
Yeah.
So Grandpa would get out there on that wood pile and just cut wood, and he'd talk to himself. Mama got afraid of him. She said, you see, he'd been a drunkard, you know, for so long. She thought maybe his mind wasn't right.
Why did he take to drink?
Well, I'll see. When my grandmother, Papa's mother, died when he was only 12 years old at childbirth, she really got poisoned, I guess, because, you know, at childbirth you have pains awfully bad, after what's called after pains.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor left the medicine for her to take every 4 hours, and there was two ladies sitting up with her. And they give her a dose.
I got laid off today.
They give her a dose too close together.
Uh-huh.
One lady didn't know the other one had to give her that dose, and it killed her.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, they said it was dangerous to give her that less than 4 hours.
So he really grieved about that, huh?
Yeah, he did. He took to drinking, and he got down in the gutter. Just how bad he could get.
Mm-hmm.
and he whipped Papa because Papa couldn't get the snakes out of his boots.
Oh, he had the...
Papa had stars on his back. I seen them.
Uh-huh.
Where Papa, my grandpa, had whipped him, beat him with a whip, you know.
Mm.
Beat him,
delirium
treatment? You imagine.
He was delirious?
Yeah, he was delirious. Uh-huh. He had the delirium tremors or whatever you call it.
Well, he got over that, huh?
Yeah, he met this woman and she straightened him out.
Hmm.
Yeah, she got him straightened out. He was a fine man after that. But you know, when he left our house, he just walked off. He never said goodbye, kissed my foot or anything. He just walked away and that's the last time we seen him or heard from him.
Really?
We didn't know what become of him, whether he ever made his destination back to where he come from, or
did you know he died?
Whatever happened
anything?
To him, or whether he died. Of course, I'm sure he died because he's old, you know.
Well, I doubt if he's still alive.
Oh, he couldn't be alive now. He'd be over 200 years old. Oh, he wouldn't be that old either, I don't guess.
He'd be nearly that old.
Yeah, he would be almost. Yes, surely would. And so I just got to thinking last night, maybe that Uncle Jim had emigrated that way, you know, instead of coming to Texas and like the rest of them did, or coming mm-hmm. into the other southern states.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to Michigan and places like that. And if I'd, you know, I guess I could sit down and write that lady, but I don't think I have her address now, but I could write to Aunt Nettie and tell her about Jim and tell her to write to this lady there. Mm-hmm. They correspond anyhow, I think.
How many brothers and sisters did your dad have?
He had Aunt Lucille and Lily, mm-hmm. just the two girls. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Lily, she and her husband come to Oklahoma. Their name was Williams,
mm-hmm.
her married name was. And Aunt Lucille's name, she married a man by the name of Dinkelblamer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted children, and she didn't want children, so they got a divorce. And she married another man. I think his name was Smith or something. Is it going?
Yeah, I thought it wasn't, but it's going.
So
Dinkelblamer.
Yeah, that's some name, wasn't it?
Sounds
she
dead.
Married a man with a simple name, the Smith. My two uncles, my Uncle Bill and Uncle, I told you about Uncle George, you know.
Yeah.
He had that sawmill. And then Uncle Bill and Uncle John, they joined with in the Philippine War, you know, when we had war with the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
That was 18-something, wasn't it?
1898?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
They joined up, and they lied about their birth. They were big for age, you know. So they said this. Old enough, they were 18, they were only 17. They were just 16.
Were they twins?
No, they weren't twins. And so, Papa, I don't know how close they were together, but they weren't twins.
Very close.
Let's see.
Did they join the Rough Riders?
I don't know whether they did or not. I wrote to Uncle Bill for a long, long time, and finally he quit writing, and I waited and waited, and I don't know what happened to him.
My.
And I think Uncle John, I think he said one time in one of his letters that Uncle John was going to get married, but I don't know whether he ever got married or not. They were old. They were getting up in years. Well, they weren't too old because that was before Dad and I married. And
mm-hmm.
They weren't too old.
They were lots younger than your father, weren't they?
So,
how did your mother's people come to Texas?
How'd mother do what?
How'd your mother's people come to Texas, or where'd they come from?
Well, they moved down here from Indiana. They were Indianians, I guess you'd call it. They moved down, I guess, Grandpa Fortune. Their name was Fortune. I guess Grandpa Fortune, you know, nearly everybody was coming to Texas. I guess maybe they had down here to get land, buy land. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
That was what it was about. And They lived close to Bowie, Texas, Sunset, and all those little towns going along there. They lived 9 miles from Sunset, Texas, out on the Denton Creek. They lived right close to a creek. They had some wonderful growing land, but it finally grew up with sunflowers and everything. Uncle Alfred, his name was Alfred. He got to where he couldn't tend his farm good, you know, and well, I guess maybe he hired people to help him with the fields. I don't know. Well, he, they raised two sons. Well, they raised, the Aunt Maddie had one little girl, and she was hurt from something hurt. She got hurt at childbirth, I think, and she never did. She was just about like a 12-year-old child. She never did develop, you know. She was just a, she never talked or anything.
The baby?
No, no. And so then she had Jess and John, and John, he married and had two children, he and his wife, but he died.
Were these your mother's brothers and sisters?
No, they was her sister's children.
Her sister's children?
Yeah, Aunt Maddie, Aunt Matt.
Aunt Maddie?
She was the oldest one of the girls, Aunt Matt was.
Oh.
And they had Aunt Matt, let's see, Grandma had... See, there was Aunt Hattie. Aunt Hattie was a baby one. Aunt Hattie and Aunt Kate and Uncle Tom, Uncle Ben, Uncle John, and there's some more girls. She had... Grandma lost another little... Well, Aunt Mandy was one lost that little cripple girl. That was... These is her sisters, brothers I'm naming off. And then they had... then she had Aunt... I can't think of her name. Liddy. She had Aunt Liddy, but Aunt Liddy died young. Liddy. She had she had inflammatory rheumatism.
Oh my.
It killed her. See, were there any other boys? I think Tom and John and Ben. I think that's all the boys there were. So they had three boys and about four or five girls.
That's much.
But then, of course, just three of the girls lived.
Where did the fortunes come from before they moved to Indiana? Do you know?
No, I don't know where they came from to Indiana, but I guess they must have come from across, too, when they first originated over here.
Uh-huh.
First came over.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. And I don't know. What is a fortune?
I
mean, you know, Mama said she is black, Dutch, Irish, Scotch, and German.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she always said.
Fortune, that sounds like it might be English.
It might be, that would be Scotch. It might be, wouldn't be Irish.
No, it might be English, or it could have even been French or something, and they came to England, and then their name got changed a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Wasn't the Fortune folks before them named Wilson?
Wilson?
Uh-huh.
Not in our family.
There were no... I thought you...
Well, I had the Wilson on my daddy's side. You know, his sister married a guy by the name of Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And they lived in Oklahoma after they came to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And they just only had two children.
Yeah. Well, who was... where did the McLaughlins come in?
Well, that was Grandma Fortune's name. Her name was McLaughlin before she married Grandpa Fortune.
Uh-huh. Where did her folks come from? They must have come from Scotland.
Who?
The McLaughlins.
Sound kind of like a Scottish name, don't it?
Uh-huh.
They may have. I really didn't know. Of course, you know, if I had my life to live over again, and I was young like you are, I'd try to find out everything I could. You know, as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then days we just lived in the country and just day by day went by, and we didn't think about things like we should have.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. But now I can see that a lot of things that I would have liked to have known if I'd have known it, you know.
Well, is Rebecca McLaughlin the one that dips snuff and everything like that?
Rebecca.
Yeah, wasn't that her name?
What? Well, that was Grandma's name, Rebecca.
Is she the one that dipped snuff and
No, that was my Aunt Betty,
not
my Uncle Tom's wife.
Uh-huh.
That was Grandmother's son's wife,
uh-huh.
Uncle Tom Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the one that liked to dip the snow.
She sounds like a character.
Yeah. She dipped it, and she was quite a talker.
Uh-huh.
She liked to talk, and she just loved to talk. She loved to come to our house when we lived down on the post land when the kids were young, you know. But she'd, me and her, we had a habit of writing to each other, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd write us a card, you know, and just say, put the big pot in the little pot, we're coming over for dinner. and we'd always do that, you know. When we were going down to their house, I'd send her a card. She was coming up to my house. She'd send me, she's the one that started it. Yeah, we'd go down to her house, put the big pot in the little pot. We're coming over for dinner. And they would always come, too. And she had a house full of kids, too. She had four boys, I believe. Aunt Daddy and Uncle Tom had four boys and four girls. Yeah, they had four boys and four girls.
That's nice, yeah. Well, Rebecca, though, was the one that lived to be so old, didn't she?
Yeah, Grandma Fortune, yeah. She was, they had one candle on the cake, but I don't know what that meant. She was 101 or what that just meant for 100.
Uh-huh.
It could have, I've forgotten what, of course, I got a letter and everything, you know, all about it, but mm-hmm. I don't know, I've forgotten how that was.
Well, stick around, Mama. You're going to beat her.
I've got some to go yet. My land, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, well, it's sure nice to grow old if you feel good all the time.
That's not too bad. Well, let's see.
I don't know no more about all of my Uncle John and Uncle Ben and Uncle Tom. Now, we lived about 18 miles apart, and they lived on the post land, and we did too. We went down there and bought one of those farms down there on the post land. But now my Uncle John and Uncle Ben, they live, all their kids and all lives around Stephenville. They all live, that's where they located, around Stephenville. And Aunt Katie, I believe I left Aunt Katie out a while ago. Aunt Katie, she and her husband lived at, Itasca.
Mm-hmm.
Down, you know, it's close to Fort Worth somewhere down mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And then Uncle John and Uncle Bill both, Uncle Ben and Uncle John lived down. That was Mama's brothers. Uncle Tom, he lived down on the post land. They bought some of that land down there too, just like we did. And they got oil on their property. We sold our property and left there because on account of the drought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept on to theirs. They held on to theirs, but it seemed like they had more rain and they made a little better crops than we did. And Dad was so disgusted. He was just so disgusted. If we'd have just waited another year, we would have been just fine. And we could have, made it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I don't know that we'd got oil up there or not, around Sunset, around Southland, but they might have been, yeah, you know. But down there close to Uncle Tom's land, he didn't live very far from the Cap Rock, you know, the edge of the Cap Rock.
Yeah.
And Grassland was a little old town down there, just sprung up in the country town, you know, a little country town. And they lived close to Grassland. They bought their groceries there mostly. Of course, they could go down to Post. It wasn't very far from their house down to Post. They had to go down under the cap because Post is under the cap. And when they bought a big bill of groceries, they'd go down. And finally, they did buy them a home in Post. After they got their oil, you know, they went and bought them a pretty nice home at Post. And then I think they had an oil well dug right in their backyard. I don't know what they reaped out of it, but I know they had one.
Mm.
Yeah, they had one. And their daughter and her husband, they got rich. The oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was three or four boys older than the daughter. But, you know, girls being young, they usually marry before the boys do.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess her name was Maddie, I believe. No, that wasn't her name. What was her name? Nora or something, I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
But they really, and they didn't ever leave the farm. They built them a big fine home on the farm and fixed it all up nice, you know, and they had a real pretty place.
That's nice.
So sometimes I think that some people is too anxious to see the green pastures on the other side. They're not satisfied to stay where they are.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes lots of times. They can't be content.
Well, after you and Grandpa got married, where'd y'all first move?
Where'd we first move to?
Yeah, where'd you first move?
Well, we lived on the farm, on Grandpa's farm, and we made two crops on the farm. See, they moved to Burnt Burnett, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we rented the place, the big farm place, you know, lived in the big farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there for two crops. And then Dad wanted to move to Oklahoma. So we moved to Oklahoma and rented a farm from Uncle Bill. You heard us talk about Uncle Bill and Aunt Nanny. Well, that was Dad's sister and brother-in-law. And we moved there and rented their place. And I think we lived there five years. Then we just heard about this land down in on the post land and how much it cost and how much it paid down, you know, and everything. And so I told Dad, I said, that looks like a chance for us to have a place. So then we moved, started that. He went down there and visited you and everything. We moved down there then, and Lynn was just, he was a year old the next day after we got there. That was in October,
uh-huh.
October 19, 1916.
Well, y'all got married when?
Lynn was born in 15, mm-hmm. So that was 1916.
Y'all got married when?
We got when?
When did y'all get married?
We got married in January of 1908, wasn't it? 1909. Yeah, 1909.
And when did the first kid come along?
Well, Herman was born in December of 1909. We married the last day of January.
Uh-huh.
And Herman was born the 12th of December.
So you had two kids while you stayed at your in-law's place?
Yeah. Yeah, while we stayed there, we had Denzel and Herman and Denzel.
Herman and Denzel. Yeah. And then where was Harold born?
Harold was born in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Hollis, Oklahoma. We had moved to Hollis. Mm-hmm. We moved from there to Hollis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed there, about 5 years on that farm of Uncle Bill's.
Uh-huh. And so you had Harold.
Yeah.
Is Lynn older than Gilbert? Or who came after Harold?
Lynn. Well, Lynn was younger. Lynn was oldest, and then Lynn,
uh-huh.
And then Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so Otis was born in Oklahoma too?
Yeah, Otis and Lynn too.
Mm-hmm. How'd the crops go in Oklahoma?
Oh, they did fine there. We had, some years you'd have not too much rain, and you know, you always made a pretty good crop though every year,
mm-hmm.
Cotton crop, you know.
Well, did you just rent your place?
Huh?
You just rented your place?
Yeah, we was renting from Uncle Bill. He's renting his land out. Mm-hmm. He wants somebody to have it, you know, to take it over.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad took it over for him. And we did real good while we were there. But we decided after that, we saw that in the paper, that a big ad came out in the paper, you know, about W.C. Post to putting that land up for sale,
he's,
you know, 160
cereal,
acres.
He? Huh? He's the one that did the cereal? Is he the one that did the post cereal?
Yeah, he's the one that did the post cereal.
Oh, wow.
You know what they told on him, though, long, long time ago? They said that his cook was the one that made the recipe up and got it started, and he swiped her out of it. He beat her out of it, but I don't know whether it's so or not.
Yeah.
Can't tell about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He might have paid her a pretty good price for it.
So Lynn and Gilbert then were born at Post.
Yeah, see, Lynn, Harold, Denzel, Harold, and Otis,